Welcome to Misanthropy Movie Blog's Plotopsy Podcast. Today, I'll be taking a look at the Larry Cohen cult classic monster baby movie, It's Alive.
The Davises have had a baby, but they're not sending out any announcements. Most new parents are a little scared when they have a baby. The Davises are terrified. You see, there's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive. It's alive. Don't see it alone. Please. Rated PG.
The story of It's Alive follows the bizarre birth of a monstrous, murderous baby, which proceeds to go on a killing rampage. A manhunt for the child is launched, while the parents are left to deal with the realization that their child is potentially inhuman. The title of the movie was concocted as part of the advertising campaign, and produced two different memorable taglines. Whatever it is, it's alive. And there is only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive. Arthur Manson, who was the head of advertising at Warner Brothers during the production of It's Alive, was the brains behind the campaign, and has used it in lectures on film promotion, and it has even been featured in professional advertising classes on the subject. The infamous delivery scene was filmed in a functional operating room, and filming had to be abruptly paused during a shoot for an emergency delivery. The child that was born in that delivery even appears briefly in the film. As outlandish as the premise for It's Alive may seem, monster babies are featured in plenty of mythology and lore, particularly when pregnancies are not taken care of or a child is not baptized. The stories have inspired all manner of superstitious traditions, some of which still exist today. Some of these legends include the changelings throughout Europe, the Spanish Zaninos, and the terrifying Japanese Sankai, who are demon babies who run away immediately after birth and return to kill their mother. Even in the Bible, there is a description of a monstrous birth in 2 Esther 5:8 as part of a series of cataclysmic events. The idea for It's Alive supposedly came from Larry Cohen watching a baby have a temper tantrum, and noting specifically how violent it was, and how destructive it could be if it had more power. The release of It's Alive drew obvious comparisons to Roman Polanski's 1968 horror hit Rosemary's Baby. In a lot of ways, It's Alive is kind of a theoretical look at what Rosemary's Baby might actually be like, given it wasn't shown in any detail in the Polanski film. Larry Cohen's career started with him writing for television programs throughout the 1960s, including The Invaders and Blue Light. In the early 1970s, he started directing a handful of blaxploitation films, the most notable of which was Black Caesar, starring Fred Williamson. After It's Alive, Cohen went on to create a number of cult classic horror movies with comedic twists in the 1980s, such as The Stuff and Q, the Winged Serpent. Cohen had a bit of a renaissance in the early 2000s after writing a couple of successful thrillers in Phone Booth, starring Colin Farrell, and Cellular, starring Chris Evans, but hasn't had any new credits since 2010. It's Alive features a musical score composed by the legendary Bernard Ehrman, who is best known for Psycho, Citizen Kane, North by Northwest, and Vertigo. It's Alive was one of his last scores before his unexpected death, next to Taxi Driver, which won him a posthumous Academy Award. Peter Honus, the editor for It's Alive, has gone on to a fantastic career of cutting larger-budget Hollywood flicks, like L.A. Confidential, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, and the cult classic Highlander. The director of photography on It's Alive, Fenton Hamilton, was a lighting technician during the golden age of Hollywood, and finished his career doing cinematography work for Larry Cohen. He was in poor health during most of his time working with Cohen, and the Cohen film Full Moon High was dedicated to his memory after his death. Lauded special effects guru Rick Baker provided the creature design for the mutant babies in It's Alive, and was one of his first major effects roles. He has gone on to win 7 Academy Awards on 12 nominations for films like An American Werewolf in London, Men in Black, and Ed Wood. By design, there is very little exposure of the monster on screen in It's Alive. Cohen has said that this was to allow the audience to use their imagination and to help build suspense, which was partially influenced by the famous pool sequence from Cat People. Later, this principle was made famous with Steven Spielberg's Jaws. The baby's point-of-view double vision effect was done based on input from doctors, who reportedly told Cohen that a child's vision would not be as focused as an adult's. Speaking of which, using the monster's point of view was another principle later used in Jaws to great acclaim. The haunting baby monster scream used in It's Alive is an actual baby cry that is played backwards and amplified to chilling effect. It's Alive ultimately spawned two sequels, It Lives Again in 1978 and It's Alive Part 3, Island of the Alive in 1987, as well as a remake in 2008. Cohen wrote and directed both sequels, but had little involvement with the remake, which he has described as a terrible picture, just beyond awful. I would advise anyone who likes my film to cross the street and avoid seeing the new enchilada. After a surprisingly successful first run in theaters as a sleeper hit, It's Alive got a second theatrical release, playing on a double bill with the infamously awful The Exorcist 2. Surprisingly, It's Alive became the second highest-grossing movie in Warner Brothers history in Singapore. Naturally, there is a certain degree of social commentary in It's Alive, something that is a bit of a Larry Cohen trademark. Specifically, the film subtly ponders on the issue of abortion. The babies in the story are created due to a flawed abortion drug, which made them vicious, using the same logic of pests and bacteria that become drug-resistant if they happen to survive extermination. One of the keys to effective horror is being able to capitalize on existing anxieties of the time. It's Alive not only taps into the fears associated with new parenthood, but also touches on the widening generational gap between adults and youth in the late 1960s and 1970s, and the estrangement and fear that resulted. Most of the actors in It's Alive were Irish, something that was allegedly completely coincidental on Cohen's part. Many of them became Cohen regulars, earning the collective nickname of Cohen's Traveling Irish Players. It's Alive was filmed partially in Larry Cohen's actual home. By his logic, this meant that he didn't have to pay for an expensive rental location, and he also didn't have to, quote, get up and go to work. Hell Up in Harlem, the sequel to Cohen's earlier film Black Caesar, was filmed and edited on the weekends during the production of It's Alive, with much of the same crew. This means that the team put in consecutive 7-day work weeks to create both pictures at once. On to the plotopsy of the film. What makes It's Alive so memorable? Obviously, the outlandish premise and the Rick Baker effects have gone a long way towards cementing the flick in the collective cultural memory, but the score, the cinematography, and the acting is all memorable and unique, making the film a genuinely impressive horror movie that is highly lauded by fans of the genre, if not film critics in general. That's all for today's Plotopsy Podcast. Be sure to check out Misanthropy Movie Blog on Facebook, at Misanthropy on Twitter, and misanthropy.com for new posts, updates, and reviews. Until next time.
It's alive. It's alive.
Can you hear me? It can't be saved. It's gotta die.
It's alive. It's alive.
Why are you so anxious to be the one to do it?
It's alive.
Doctor! David's out of here!
It's alive.
Now, nobody knows how this thing happened. It's really a matter of speculation, and I think perhaps that's for the best. After all, if we find out that the cause is medication that we manufacture, and it was administered over a long period of time, won't it?
What do your interests recommend?
Absolute destruction of this thing.
It went down the storm drains.
That's how it can travel the length of the city without anybody seeing it.
Don't touch me. Don't you touch me. They stole my baby. Come on, get down. Did you see it? Did you see it? What does it look like?
What are you afraid of?
Get those cameras out of my face, please. I got no comment. I had nothing to do with this.
Will you get that thing out of my face? Get out of the way!
He could have killed you. You know why he didn't? You know why he didn't kill you?
Look out, Charlie!
You've never been exposed to radioactivity in radioactive material or undergone extensive x-rays.
No, Doctor, I told you.
Well, we can't rule out genetic damage.
Let go of me!
My department has already cautioned the police about excessive violence. If it could be dispatched with a bullet, or better still, some kind of a gas. Undoubtedly, it is very small, and any kind of bodily harm, especially from gunshots or explosives.
In other words, you want me to sign away the body, is that it?
Well, it's your right. After all, you are the child's father.